How you might be thinking in a time of ag marketing uncertainty. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. With all the signs pointing to marginal commodity prices this year, the mood at Purdue University's top farmer conference was thinking strategically for tough times. Trey Malone is an ag economist at Purdue.
I don't think that the uncertainty is going anywhere. I think that uncertainty is just kind of the way that we live. I don't think that your ability to predict the future is really going to determine the outcome of the events anymore.
One thing you can count on, says Malone, is that change will continue.
I'm calling it change fatigue. I swear it's like every 3 hours there's some new change that I got to figure out. How much should I care about it? How much should I not care about it? Where should I be reading to learn about what I should care about? I don't know anymore. And the question I like to think about a lot is, what would it take for me to change my opinion? That is the most valuable question when you're trying to evaluate some type of a decision. So what would it take for a farmer to change their opinion about the outcome of the economy? More than anything else, exactly what it would take for small businesses to change their opinions about the outcome of the economy.
And says Malone, as important as having a strategic plan is knowing when to stop the plan if it isn't working.
Be thinking about how we set goals effectively for our strategic plan. Set a kill criteria before you start any type of plan. What is the place where you need to walk away from it? That's you trying to set some type of an objective where you say, at this place, we have not accomplished blank. We have got to walk away.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.